Good to have you aboard on this Wednesday morning as we take you up till noon Eastern. We've been tackling several different topics, the coaching carousel as well as wild card weekend. And we are now joined by a man who's appeared in the postseason plenty of times. He played 13 seasons in the NFL as a defensive lineman with the Patriots and the Texans, a Patriots Hall of Famer, helped them win a pair of Super Bowls, and that is none other than Vince Wilfork. Vince, you got Lance Meadow and Coach Charlie Weiss here on Sirius XM NFL Radio. Greatly appreciate the time this morning. Hope all is well. How's everything on your end?
Everything is wonderful on my end. How are you guys?
We're doing very well, and it's a pleasure to have you on the program. And before we delve into some X's and O's, I want to start with you dabbling into a little television because you are one of two co-hosts for NFL Tailgate Takedown, a show that you're going to be hosting with Sonny Anderson. It's a first-time new partnership with the Food Network and the NFL teaming up to celebrate the best tailgate chefs from around the country. It premiered on January 4th on Food Network and Discovery Plus. So how'd you get involved in this project, and why was it so appealing to you?
You know, I was actually thinking about doing something tailgate-wise probably for about 4 years. And once COVID hit, that's when I really kind of started brainstorming. So once we got out of COVID, you know, the NFL came to me and said, hey, we have an idea. And they kind of talked. And I was like, tailgate? And I said, I've been thinking about that about for the past 3-4 years. I'm like, and for you guys to come to me with something like this, I'm like, it got to be meant, you know? So it all came together. We tried it the year before, but it really didn't work because it was last minute. And then once this year came around, we was all set, ready to roll. So, it was like great minds think alike. And I just think it sheds light on, you know, being in the NFL and any sporting events, you know, tailgating is part of the package when you're going to games and seeing everything. So I thought, you know, we don't see it much. It's really not a show out there that really can shed a light on, you know, what it means and how fierce competitors are when they tailgate. So let's make it happen. And, you know, the Food Network and NFL came together and we made it happen. And, you know, I'm greatly appreciated to be with one of the best ladies in the industry and Sonny Anderson, my co-host. I mean, she taught me so much, and we just have, it's a great fun time being on set with all these guys, and everybody's like family.
Very I got to ask you a question. First of all, how's it going, Vince?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Miss you, buddy.
Yeah, I do.
How's the family? Everyone good?
Everyone's wonderful. Wonderful.
All right. Now, I got to ask you this question. Have you been to Kansas City?
I've been to Kansas City.
Have you eaten the ribs in Kansas City?
I've tried their ribs. Yep.
I mean, so why are we even talking about all these other places? I mean, realistically, why are we talking? Look, you're talking one big guy to another big guy. Why are we talking about any of these other places if you've had ribs in Kansas City?
You know what? But the thing was, is it was more than just barbecuing, you know, when we're talking tailgating. So the show goes, you know, it's three rounds, right? The first round is like bite size. So, you know, they create something that's small, like an appetizer, and they have 20 minutes for that. So the second round is something that's handheld, you know, but it has to be between two of something. So like a sandwich or whatever it may be. And that's 30 minutes. And the third round is basically Hail Mary. It's your main dish. It's like you go big or go home, and that's 40 minutes. So they come out and they create all of these deals and everything what they're famous for when they tailgate, they put it. I mean, they cook, and what they come up with, let me tell you, you wouldn't even think that they're just regular just fans. You would think that they're actually chefs that have their own restaurants, because when I say they can cook,
and they're all no calories, right? They're all no.
Yeah, oh no!
Everything you eat is no calories, right?
Yeah, no calories, and they have diet water. So yeah,
yeah. But,
you know, it's so fun because you get to see the competitive nature of two teams, not only on the field that's about to play that same day, but their fans going one against one another in a smack. The smack talking and the back and forth, but everybody doing it with good, you know, good sportsmanship and just having a great time. And when I tell you the things that they create and the stuff that they cook, it was just so amazing. So it was fun being on set and just meeting so many new people, and especially the judges, Ali Khan and Kelsey Bernard Clark and Eddie Jackson and Ian Rappaport. Like, we, and then my co-host Sonny, and like, we are all like a tight-knit little family now. So it's like we always posting and talking about one another, and it's just a family atmosphere. So I think the NFL and the Food Network hit a home run when they created this show.
Wings in Buffalo. I like Philly cheesesteaks, but ribs in Kansas City, you're going to have a tough time telling me that there's really any competition here. I mean, I'm going to have a tough time. Go ahead, Lance. I mean, I can't believe he's lying. After all the things we've been through together, I can't believe he's just flat out lying like this. So go ahead, Lance. Your turn.
Lying. I'm telling you, hey, I'm with you on the barbecue, bud. Trust me, I'm with you on barbecue. If I'm going to Kansas City, I'm not even going for a game. I'm going for barbecue. So that's how I feel. You know, so I don't even care about the cheese. I love them and all that. I love football. But if I'm taking a trip to Kansas City, it's to eat. Plain and simple.
There's no better combination than football and food when it comes to both of those things coming together on football Sundays, especially as we're talking with former NFL defensive lineman Vince Wilfork here on Sirius XM NFL Radio. And Vince, I mentioned you spent 13 seasons in the NFL, two with the Texans, and I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up the fact that your teammate J.J. Watt calling it quits after 12 years in the league. You had an opportunity to be very close with him, both on and off the field. I'm just curious what it was like, A, being with him and seeing his work ethic on a daily basis, and what do you think about him deciding to step aside from the game?
Well, I think everybody, you know when it's your time. You know, as much as we want to say we can play forever, but it just doesn't happen like that. And I think J.J. reached the point where, you know, he have a family and his child and his wife, and, you know, he getting up there in age, and he might think the game is changing a little bit for him, and he might think and say, you know, I did what I had to do, but now it's time to go and be a father and husband. And, you know, just to be up close and personal to see him work every day, like, I don't think I've seen, you know, someone work as hard as J.J. I mean, it was times where I told him, I'm like, J.J., you can't work all the time. You cannot train 24/7. You can't. You know, because when I got there, I was in, you know, that was my 11th year going into my 12th and 13th. And I'm like, J.J., you just can't. You can't train like you 24, 25, 26 anymore. You know, you just can't. And he just kind of looked at me and said, this is what I do. This is how I train. And that's what I'm going to do. And I said, okay, well. And you talk about somebody that took a lot of pride in training and playing the game, you know. And it showed. Every time he played, it showed, you know me. And he left it all on the field. So I wish him nothing but the best moving forward in retirement life. Retirement life is good. I'm pretty sure that, you know, he'll have, and he can start putting together what he wants for his family now and making his own schedule and being a father, you know, being a husband now. And we all have that time where we have to make those decisions, and I think he said it was time for him, so I respect that.
All right, so the Pats are out of it. They're not in the playoffs, so it's wide open in your mind. Tell me who you like in this tournament coming up here now as the playoffs get ready to start.
Well, I'm telling you, I like Buffalo and AFC. I really do. But at the same time, I think I like Buffalo to win it all. But in AFC, you can't count Kansas City out. And I like the way Cincinnati is playing now, you know. And NFC, you know, everybody, Philly, you know, they're the head macho over there. And plus, and all of a sudden, you got, you know, this 49ers team that led by a great defense and a young quarterback that's coming in and making plays. I don't know how much is going to factor in of the young quarterback have to be able to make plays down the stretch to win the ball game. We know 49ers have a great defense, but is that enough? So, NFC, I'm pulling for. I want to see 49ers in Buffalo play. That's what I want to see, and I want Buffalo to be able to be the one to take it all.
How affected were you when you watched this DeMar Hamlin thing on last Monday night?
Very affected, you know, because first thing I thought about was a human being, you know. It didn't have anything to do with football. It didn't have anything to do with how much money we make and how many years we played. You know, it was basically humanity. It was looking at another human, my brother, on the ground fighting for his life. And I can only imagine how his mom was feeling and his family was feeling.
Oh, my goodness.
Cincinnati and Buffalo on the field witnessing it. I can only imagine. If it touched me the way it touched me through the TV, I can't imagine what they felt to see it person right next to him. So my heart just went out to him and his family and the teammates and everybody that was there that was witnessing it, you know, because we know when the ambulance came on the field, we knew it was serious. Like, I never seen this CPR ever in a sporting event on the field, like never. So it was different for a lot of us. So it kind of hit personal because it kind of put everything to the side. No matter how hard we work, no matter who we are or how many years we have in the league, at that point in time, it doesn't matter. It goes to show you that life is precious and we can be shook up in a second. All it takes is one play and our whole life can change. So it kind of put everything to perspective of the game we play, what we play for and how we play it, and just as a human being, we still humans. No matter how you slice, we're still humans. And it was good to see that basically the country came together, you know, for that young man, for our brotherhood, for our fraternity. Everybody just stood in the paint and showed tons and tons of support for him, which we should have done. And I was very happy and pleased with the way everything was handled.
And the Bills clearly fed off of that emotion based on how they performed against the Patriots in the regular season finale. So that was obviously nice to see in terms of them dedicating that win to DeMar Hamlin. And that brings me to the postseason field, because you mentioned who some of your favorites are. Vince, interestingly, all six matchups this weekend are repeat matchups from the regular season. And you yourself experienced that, where whether it be in the earlier rounds or the later rounds, you'd go up against a team that you were exposed to in the regular season. From a preparation standpoint, how much does that change the dynamics of going into a week where you've already seen that team, you've already gone head-to-head, as opposed to seeing a team that you had not seen yet during the course of the regular season?
Well, it's a lot of familiarity there, right? Because you got some division guys playing that's playing. You have guys that, like you said, played already in the season. So it's going to be who can make the most plays, who can make the least mistakes, and who could take advantage of matchups. You see, so you know, I won't be surprised if it's an upset, because I really don't think it could be an upset, because every one of these teams that's playing, they know each other. So just like you said, this first round to me is the hardest round, because it's so much familiarity there to get to the second round. So I think this first bunch of games that's going to happen this weekend is going to be the most crucial and probably the most dynamic games we'll have, just because of how much teams know each other.
All right, before we let you go, you know, one more chance. Tell us about this show so that everyone knows where to watch you, so we could see you lie and say that somewhere other than the Kansas City Ribs is the best tailgate.
Yeah. Well, the show is every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time, and you can watch it on Food Network, and you can stream it on Discovery Plus. That's every Wednesday at 9 p.m., so guys, tune in. Every episode gets more and more fun, more and more intense, and it's a great show. So you will see a lot of competitiveness out there, and a lot of great food, and just guys having a great time giving the people what they need.
And it's called NFL Tailgate Takedown. Vince is hosting that show with Sonny Anderson, so definitely keep close tabs on that program moving forward over the next few weeks. He is Vince Wilfork, suited up in the NFL for 13 seasons with the Patriots and the Texans, a Patriots Hall of Famer. Vince, always great going back and forth. Greatly appreciate the time. Best of luck with the show, and look forward to talking to you down the road.
It was great, guys. You guys have a good one. The coach is good talking to you, buddy.
You too. Take care, my man.
Right. Our pleasure. Vince Wilfork with us here on SiriusXM NFL Radio.